Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Did you hear her?
Yeah, very clearly.
Okay.
I totally missed it out.
Oh, well, we called Eretz Yisrael.
That's good.
But I never called the thing, you know. I never called in the United States.
Right, so they still are having it available now? You had to reapply?
It's finished tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
I mean, by midnight tonight.
Wow.
And I didn't call. But they called me.
But didn't your PIN number expire?
They gave me a new one.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay.
So what happened was, it really said it's only for weekends, but I forgot last Matzah Shabbos I was going to call Shemaya. I figured to take advantage of the farthest place.
Right.
But he called here instead.
Oh.
And I said, oh, I was gonna, then I didn't call him, you know, like. So it's finished by tomorrow, so I figured I'll try. Chevy said I should try anyway.
And they let it go through?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. I didn't know that it was weekends only. I didn't get that information either.
What? No, only after February 7th. It was only for weekends.
Uh-huh.
But they didn't give me this till after February 7th.
Uh-huh.
They just called. Like, I just got it the other day. I mean, before last Shabbos.
Right.
So I would have had just last weekend to use it.
Uh-huh. I understand. All right. So how's your day?
Baruch Hashem.
Good.
I went to Home Depot, and I looked for wallpaper for our dining room.
Really?
Yeah, because, no, we had to have one of the walls chopped through. We had a leak.
Which wall?
The wall between the living room and dining room.
Yeah.
Where the Sfarim Shafa is. You know, opposite the closet.
Right. Oh, you mean the one that, but the dining room side?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So the stack is in there,
uh-huh.
And the stack sprung a leak. So that was fixed,
uh-huh.
But they had to make a hole in the wall.
So what did you pick out?
Well, since in the living room I have a pattern.
Right.
And I can't get that same pattern. It's impossible.
Right.
I mean, this is about 15 years old.
Right.
So what I did was I took a piece, you know, that they chopped off to Home Depot, and I looked through books, and I had, you know, the ladies, they were very nice. They were very helpful. And I found, like, a plain off-white type, but with a very slight green stripe in it.
Yeah.
Every, you know, so it's, it picks up the colors, you know, like you can, but it's much plainer.
Uh-huh. Very nice. So who's going to put it up?
So I have this guy, an Israeli guy.
Uh-huh.
Very, you know, he does a good job. I have to call him. First, all this is for estimates for the insurance company. Insurance will cover this.
So when is he going to do it?
I don't know. I hope before Pesach.
Right.
The carpenter came already this morning.
Right.
But what happened with that was Simcha Ruvain was around.
Yeah.
Came very early this morning. I was shocked. And I saw him and I said, oh, I didn't expect you till tonight. He said, should I leave? He said, no, stay. Anyway, Simcha Ruvain wants him to widen the doorway.
Which doorway?
Between the living room and dining room.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe because when you have a table there, you have to squeeze through?
Right. So
wow.
He said if to do that, he needs more time.
Uh-huh.
So he said he would come tomorrow. So we said, no, please not tomorrow.
What insurance can cover that also?
No. They'll
but that's not such a major more deal to cut down a wall a little bit?
Well, it is a little bit, but...
All right. Unless it's like maybe.
I convinced everybody that it's worth it. It is worth it.
Yeah, so where is it going
to
be?
I mean, when we first moved in here, I wanted to do that.
Uh-huh.
And Tati said, no. Like, he wanted to send as little money as possible.
Right.
So we didn't.
Right.
But the truth is, it would have made a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So now, since he has to work there anyway, so we've convinced everybody that it's...
So how much is it going to take off? And exactly where? Both?
We'll end up having... probably close to 3 feet wider between both sides.
Right. Wow. Very nice. Very exciting.
Yes, so it is. And, I just hope it can all get done before Pesach.
Right. Okay, well, if he is conscientious, like some guys, they start right away, all excited,
guy,
and then they don't show up for a week. And
No, he is.
He is one of the most.
We've known him for years. He is such.
What's his name?
George Brooks.
Oh.
He is so reliable, and he is so good, and he's neat as a pin.
Wow, you are very lucky.
He really is. He's very, very methodic about everything. You mean, he's a perfectionist, and he himself, he can work a whole day building, and he looks like he just stepped out of a shower.
Wow.
You know, like he's that type.
That is so weird. And he does everything from start to finish, like he'll... Or he'll just do the raw work.
No, he'll just do the actual carpentry.
Uh-huh.
Then I have to get this other guy to come in and give an estimate and tell me how much I need for the wallpaper. Mm-hmm. And then we have to submit the whole thing to the insurance company. And that's all.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we can get it done before the insurance company.
Right.
Because they'll give us. I mean, there's no question they'll pay for the wallpaper and they'll pay for the actual repairing of what they had to chop through.
Right.
This extra stuff they won't. But anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it was, you know. So that's very exciting.
Right. Okay. Maisha took a bechina today.
Oh, yeah, where?
Yeah.
I mean.
Whatever, with Rabbi Forsheimer.
Oh.
That's the way it works.
Uh-huh. On what?
Karuvos, or Tad, and I don't pronounce it exactly, but something of that.
Yeah.
Word. But he's very happy.
Passed.
Did very well. What?
He passed.
Yeah. Very well. You know, you don't know exactly how well you did, but you feel very good. So I'm saying, like, he doesn't tell you, you know, whatever. Either he tells you go back and learn it again, or it's okay, but just cause a little bit more. Mm-hmm. He tells you you did very well. But you know yourself, obviously,
how
well
did he
you
tell
answer
him?
The question. Nothing. Very well.
What?
Very, very good.
Oh, good. Very for sure. So what does this mean in terms of everything?
Nothing really, because it's only his second bechina. He just did it. He wasn't even learning it now. He reviewed it now. He learned it a long time ago.
Oh.
He's learning something else now, but he wants to review it and take a bechina on it before he will forget.
Uh-huh.
That's what he did. That's story.
Very good. I'm very proud of him.
Sam.
He's driving in alone to New York.
Oh, he wanted to call Tati actually to find out if he knows if anybody else is going to Muncie tomorrow. To go.
Right, well, Tati should be back any minute. He's in the middle of eating supper and he had to drive a bus or someplace.
Right. Because I need to know if he's going to take the car or not, because I have to make arrangements for Chloe to get to school. First of all, plus I was going to do shopping and whatever.
All right.
If there's somebody else, good. If not, I'll have to figure something out. What time do they usually come home? Like, close to 3?
Between 1:30 and 3.
Mm-hmm. Are Binyamin and Yehuda going?
No, they're now trying. They were.
Yeah.
And now it seems Binyamin, I wasn't home, but Binyamin called up and said they don't want to go.
Really? They went out of here.
Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
They don't want to get up so early.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know which is the real reason. They don't want to get up early or they don't want to miss shiur. One or the other.
When do they get off for Purim?
Binyamin doesn't.
Doesn't?
No.
Why? I mean, obviously, his grade doesn't get off.
He's considered in base medrash.
Wow. So what is he going to do? He really has to stay?
I doubt if he has to, but he wants to.
Oh, wow.
Which makes me a little sick.
I can't blame him. He's not going to do it for the rest of his life. few years.
Yeah.
Anywho's
is going to go straight to Lakewood.
Lakewood, right, okay, good. Okay. Makes sense. So did you already cook your fish for the Weisses?
Yeah, but it didn't come out good.
Why?
And I'm cooking a second batch now. Two of them broke completely, so I kept them for me.
Yeah.
So now I have another pot. I think I put too many in.
How many?
Like
five?
Put seven in. But it's a big pot.
Right.
It fit, no problem.
Wow.
But I should have put in less.
So now how many you did again now? Five more?
Five more, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was going to make 12 anyway because that was two for us.
Right.
So we took the two broken ones. I don't care.
Right.
I mean, they're not totally broken, just like ends broke off.
Have you heard anything from the Steins since they went to Israel?
Well, they're in the video of the Pigeon Haben.
Really?
Yeah.
They wouldn't come to the bris, I assume.
They couldn't come to the bris. They weren't there yet.
Oh.
They were still in America.
Uh-huh. Who took the videos there?
Gary Feldman.
Uh-huh,
his
yeah.
kids. I didn't see it yet.
Oh, wow. Who has it?
Now, Tipora brought it.
Yeah.
And Tova had it. And now Limor has it. She's bringing it back tonight.
Uh-huh. So you're going to get a machine in the house?
Well, we can go to the yeshiva and look. That's the problem. If the machine would come here.
You can't get it? You can't bring it?
Tati usually doesn't let.
Really? He is so tough.
Yes, he is. Well, it's a big thing, you know, to push it across the street, and it looks funny.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Bringing it into the house.
Right.
You know? But he lets us go into the room. Hey, I asked you girls to cut veggies. I'll cut veggies. My poor Tati doesn't get a thing to eat here.
He really is not eating? I'm saying like...
No, because I didn't give him anything.
I know, but he is not like
eating
anything.
No,
he's really being careful.
Well, it's getting a little less, but Baruch Hashem, basically, yes.
Wow.
Oh, he really is.
Incredible. Does he feel better?
He said he does, Baruch Hashem.
I don't mean like specifically the rest. It's all around like healthier and lighter.
Yeah, lighter for sure.
Yeah.
And I hope healthier. Yeah, Baruch Hashem.
All right. Very nice.
Yeah. Hi. Plate with what? What did Tati say? A plate with what? Oh, all right, I'll cut up these vegetables anyway.
Does he eat meat or only chicken?
Basically chicken.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that much meat.
No, on Shabbos, though.
Yeah, no chicken.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Fine.
All right, I'm going to hang up.
Okay. Have a very good night.
Thank you.
All right,
I think I have a few more minutes left. What
did you say?
I think I have a few more minutes left.
Oh, okay.
But listen, does Maishi know the Joseph that he knows is from Cleveland, right?
Right.
He doesn't know the one from Muncie.
Do you know Joseph from Muncie? What? Oh, you think you know him a little bit? Oh, he doesn't know him at all.
What?
He does not know him.
Mm-hmm.
Why, they have an eligible boy?
Apparently.
Well, I'm sure my brother-in-law would know him then.
And also a guy, Judowitz.
But he wasn't going out.
I know, but apparently he is now.
Oh.
And I don't know if he is. I mean... I don't know. Is that your sister called them? Who called?
Sally, my father-in-law, asked him. He wasn't going out.
Oh, well.
Or there were two brothers or something? What was his brother, Judah, with?
Oh, no, his older brother just got engaged.
His older brother just got engaged?
Or married or something, so now he can go out. So maybe we should ask your brother-in-law.
Whatever it was, I do know that my brother-in-law spoke to him and he said he wasn't going out. I'll ask him to find out what's the story now.
Uh-huh.
But my other brother-in-law, Yehuda, might know about. Yeah. Oh, could you ask Tati about if anybody from Lakewood is going?
Oh, yes. Worry. Maishi wants to know if anybody from Lakewood is going to bake matzah, because if possible, he'd like to leave his car there for Razel.
Lakewood?
Yeah. No sons go anymore?
Don't sound like it.
No?
No. Maishi?
Ay, vey. So maybe you shouldn't go.
Who? He doesn't go?
Yeah, so maybe he shouldn't go.
Why shouldn't he go?
Because he's not going to have a way.
He'll have a car.
No, but then you won't have a car.
So I'll ask somebody to pick up Rachelaya and I'll do the shopping tonight or whatever. Kitty, what? Yeah? Penny Itstein.
Yeah.
Is he going?
Penny Itstein? He lives in Silver Spring.
Right, so his brother-in-law goes sometimes. He has a brother-in-law from Lakewood. Does Tati know anything about it? I guess not.
Brother-in-law?
Yeah. So you'll call him directly. If I, you know, whatever. Okay, fine. So as far as Tati knows, no.
No.
What time do you start? 7:30 or 8 o'clock?
Uri, what time do you start? 8? Actual baking starts 8. Now, Tati said if there's a hardship, he does not have to come.
Oh.
Even a little hardship.
All right, well, I'll leave it to him to judge. It's not a hardship for me. I can easily make arrangements. So we'll see.
Okay.
All right.
So wait, so should we ask? So Sally's the one who called up Judah with?
Yeah, he knows him. He knows the father.
Ah, so maybe he should call again and say that he heard that.
Fine. What's that boy's name, the second one?
I don't know. Wait one second. Or where's that information about Judowitz? That, because it was Sally Lampert who called him the first time. He knows them well. He wasn't going out then, but you got new information. What's his name? Did you get his first name? I don't know how you find him.
Whatever, I'll ask him if he knows which son.
Yaakov.
Okay. Fine. I'll give them a buzz.
Okay, I'd appreciate
it. Okay. I'll let you know what he says. Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.